I slammed the car door shut and stood in the darkness of the driveway, feeling the residual anger of the day burn under my skin. Another shitty day. Inhaling the frost-bitten air, I couldn't move my feet. Pinpricks of rage tears burned in the corner of my eyes as my vision tunneled, my focus lasering in on trying not to cry. It was just a shitty day. I couldn't bring it into the house because even though I had a shitty day, well, I've had a lot of them in a row recently, with finals, the end of the semester, and the holidays and all. But it was never shitty with him. I hated every time I brought my anger of the day into the house, because I knew it hung over me like a veil that he could see. It wasn't fair, and I didn't know how to leave it in the driveway right now. I exhaled, forcing my lungs to work when I knew they didn't want to. They wanted to heave and sob and scream, and I couldn't bring myself to do any of it. So I tried a deep breath again, letting the air freeze my nose and tighten my throat as a way of refocusing how I was feeling before trying to pack all of these shitty emotions into it before pushing it out as far away from me as I could. The anger was ebbing. Maybe it was the cold. I don't even know how long I'd been standing there, glancing up at the house we shared the light was on. Maybe it was on when I pulled in the driveway. I didn't even remember. To be honest, I'm not even sure how I got home in my rage-induced state, so maybe it was. The warm glow from the light near the door looked like a beacon to my salvation, and I forced myself to move. One step at a time, through the inch two of snow that had fallen this afternoon, I made my way to the door. Now that the rage was ebbing, my body felt like I had been filled with a heavy emptiness that made it difficult to move. I fumbled with my keys in the door, my hand freezing still when I heard him from somewhere in the house. He was singing, but I couldn't tell what, and in my struggle to hear him through the bees in my head, I dropped my keys in the snow. Tears welled up in my eyes as the simple act of losing sight of my keyring beneath the layer of perfect crystalline snow felt like the breaking point I didn't see coming. Finding my keys and pushing the door, I heard the cease of his voice and his hurried footsteps before his perfect face filled the doorway leading up from the basement. The light of the kitchen illuminating his hair, and the way he looked at me felt like something I didn't deserve. I turned away, burying my face in my hands before the tears started. He didn't say anything as he ran over to me and wrapped me in his arms from behind. How long we stood there, I don't know, as the day pounded out through my eyes before spilling onto the floor. I felt him drop his head against my shoulder as he squeezed me tighter, the scent of laundry clinging to him. It mixed with the way he always smelled, like home, that my tears wouldn't stop. He turned to me so he could lift my face, pushing the tears from my eyes before pressing kisses to the lids of each of them. Bad day, baby. I nodded, my face crumpling before I dropped my head against his. I knew. He knew. Maybe it was a superpower and he knew before I even came in. His fingers wove gently through my hair, whispering that it was okay. I was home. But the truth was, I was always home when I was with him. With confidence and care, he slid my bag off my shoulder, putting it on the floor near the door. I watched his strong, beautiful hands undo the zipper on my coat, numbly watching as he slid it from my body and hung it on the hook. His eyes watched me without judgment. How did I get so lucky? I placed my hand on his shoulder as he took my shoes off, placing them in the cubby so we wouldn't trip over them. You're freezing. Come on, he said lightly, lacing his fingers in mine as he pulled me from the doorway to the bathroom. My throat hurt. It was so tight. I couldn't even say hi. I couldn't tell him how bad my day was and how much I wanted none of it to matter because I had him now. My brain felt like it was doing so much. It wasn't doing anything. My eyes puffy and swollen, and I couldn't help but sniffle. His endearing looks melted my heart as he turned on the water and helped me get undressed. Pink flushed my cheeks, and he smiled with a wink. I don't know why I was bashful now. I'd spent many nights worshipping his body naked and never blushed. Maybe it was the fact that he was taking care of me. I'm an adult. I should be able to do this. But as I was arguing with myself, he had successfully gotten me completely naked. I glanced up at him like I just noticed he was standing there. And he opened the shower with an arm to help me in. I bit my lip as my eyes swam again. And as soon as I was in the shower, I turned to thank him. Only to notice he was also getting undressed. The confusion must have been obvious on my face as I watched him undress, revealing that perfect body to me in a way that transcended being sexy. What? What are you doing? I managed to rasp out, the tears doing their work on my voice. I'm gonna help you, silly. You look like an ice cube. I don't need you shattering into a million pieces. He quipped as he tested the water before climbing in with me. I barked out a tight laugh, where my lips blew. I brought my fingers to my lips, and he laughed, because he must have heard my thoughts. His warm hands found the sides of my face, tilting my head back so he could slant his lips across mine in a tender kiss. Yep, icy. Definitely icy. Is the heat in your car not working? Don't worry. I got you, babe. He whispered as he turned me so I was fully submerged in the stream of the showerhead. And before I knew it, both of my hands were on the wall and I felt like I could breathe for the first time since I left home that morning. I heard the squirt of soap behind me and his confident hands working their way across my body. The rough body sponge glided over my skin, the texture waking up the parts of my brain that had gone dormant in the rage, and I noticed he was humming. It was the same song as before, only now I could hear it clearly. I submitted to his ministrations and listened in awe as he sang to me. The acoustics in any bathroom are usually pretty good, but it was something else to be in the shower with him while he scrubbed the pads of his fingers across my scalp, working my shampoo into a lather, listening to the breaths he snuck as he transitioned between phrases. The rise and fall of his pitch became an anchor point for all my attention as I slowly let the day go until there was nothing but the shower and concert he was singing just for me. Every once in a while, he'd sneak a kiss onto the tip of my nose with a laugh before continuing to serenade me. I lost myself in the way his voice gracefully danced along the notes of the song, the way it resonated around us like it was healing me. If there was ever any doubt that angels took up residence in human form, I would show them my boyfriend as proof. Because how could it be anything else? And I was so thankful he was mine.